This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israel says it has recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The deaths include a young Israeli-American man who became one of the most well-known captives held by Hamas as his parents met with world leaders and pressed for his release. 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Poland and four of the other hostages were seized by militants at a music festival during Hamas's October 7th attack that triggered the war in Gaza. In a statement, U.S. President Joe Biden said, make no mistake, Hamas leaders will pay for these crimes. The news sparked calls for mass protests against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whom many of the families of hostages and a much wider public blamed for failing to bring them back alive in a ceasefire deal with Hamas. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Israeli strikes on Saturday killed at least 48 people in the Gaza Strip, Palestinian health authorities said, as clashes took place in the central and southern areas of the enclave ahead of the planned start of a polio vaccination campaign. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The UN is due to start vaccinating some 640,000 children on Sunday. It will rely on daily eight-hour pauses in fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas militants in specific areas of the war-torn territory. Gaza's deputy health minister Youssef Abu al-Rish said teams would try to get to as many areas as possible, but added the daily pauses may not be enough to guarantee enough children are reached. We call for a real ceasefire so that this campaign can really succeed, he said. The vaccination push comes after confirmation that a baby was partially paralyzed by the type 2 polio virus, the first case in the territory in 25 years.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Police say a man will face charges after storming into the press area at a Trump rally. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
As Trump watched the arrest happen, he said,
is there anywhere that's more fun to be than a Trump rally?
The man who stormed into the press area was eventually subdued with a taser. The incident came moments after Trump had criticized major media outlets for what he said was unfavorable coverage and after he had dismissed CNN as fawning for its recent interview with Democrat Kamala Harris. The man's motives aren't immediately clear. Johnstown police say he'll be formally charged next week with misdemeanor offenses. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Russian Ministry of Defense says air defenses intercepted and destroyed 158 drones overnight into Sunday, including two over the city of Moscow and nine over the surrounding Moscow region. 46 were over the Kursk region, where Ukraine has sent its forces in recent weeks in the largest incursion onto Russian soil since World War II. Iran's president says more foreign investment is needed in his country. VOA's Alexis Strope has more.
Iran's president said Saturday his country needs some $100 billion in foreign investment to achieve an annual target of 8% economic growth, up from the current rate of 4%. The remarks by Masoud Pezeshkian, who was elected in July, came in his first live televised interview by state TV. Hundreds of entities and people in Iran, from the central bank and government officials to drone producers and money exchangers, are already under international sanctions, many of them accused of materially supporting Iran's Revolutionary Guard and foreign militant groups such as Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Tropical cyclone Shanshan, downgraded from a typhoon, left seven people dead and widespread damage as it churned off the Pacific coast of central Japan on Sunday. The Japan Meteorological Agency continued to warn of landslides, floods, and rising water levels in rivers in western and eastern Japan, citing increased risks due to ground loosening from record-breaking rainfall since the storm hit the southern coast on Thursday. Honduran Congressman Carlos Zelaya, brother-in-law of President Xiomara Castro, resigned amid a scandal over alleged links to drug trafficking, 3 days after the president canceled the extradition treaty with the United States that has been used to imprison drug traffickers. His son, Defense Minister Jose Manuel Zelaya, also announced his resignation. You can follow Voice of America on social media, on platforms X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.